Well, we are learning that mRNA vaccines are basically abortion injections. This, according to new Fauci texts that have been released by Senator Ron Johnson. We'll go into some of those here, but also former CDC Director Walensky, she was publicly on interviewed on the news saying that it's okay to get an mRNA injection when you're pregnant, when you're thinking of getting pregnant. You know, it's like, what? I mean, the abortion rates of these vaccines is off the charts. The number 82% is, well, that's been quoted by Senator Johnson saying, quote, Fauci and the entire government institution of healthcare were aware that vaccinating pregnant women in the first trimester would result in 82% of the patients having spontaneous abortions or miscarriages. However, they needed the narrative of safe and effective, so they created a pressure campaign against OBGYN doctors to force them to support vaccinations of pregnant women. So, look, this is an extermination agenda being pushed through vaccines, through mRNA, through doctors, hospitals, pharmacists, big pharma, FDA, CDC. And the new texts from Fauci reveal that he knew. He knew all along. There's a text chain, in fact, that's been released involving Walensky, that's Rochelle Walensky, and Vivek Murthy and Anthony Fauci, dated January 25 and 26 from the year 2021. And in that chain, they discuss pregnant women and the COVID-19 injection. And the key text from this is from Dr. Fauci. He says, quote, I asked around a bit more, and another issue came up that you need to be aware of. Since many people have significant cytokines storm and fever, cytokine storm is a massive inflammation wave in your body. After the second dose, this theoretically could be associated with miscarriage in the first trimester, priority normal status sent, et cetera. There it is, dated January 25th, 2021. So Fauci knew. He knew that this could kill babies in the first trimester, but he continued to push it anyway. And so did the CDC under Walensky. So did the FDA. And remember, Fauci was at that time director of NIAID. So this is smoking gun proof that the people pushing this jab, they knew it was a depopulation weapon. They knew it was mass extermination. They pushed it anyway because, well, that's their goal. That's their goal. And now we see that the United States military is reactivating flu shots, the requirement for all active duty military personnel. Now, remember that when you're in the military, you don't have the power to say no. So that's a case where being forcibly injected with a vaccine is literally medical assault. It's assault with a potentially deadly weapon. And unlike civilians who can just say no, now a civilian, you might lose your job, you might be denied access to a nursing home or university or the right to fly on a commercial jet, but they're not going to throw you to the ground and jab a needle in your arm while you're screaming. They will do that in the military. They will do that. I've seen some videos of them doing exactly that in the military. So while we say normally most people give consent for these mRNA jabs, even though they've been deceived and tricked into it, but they give consent. In the military, that's not necessarily true. A lot of people don't give consent, but they're forcibly injected anyway. If you think about the fact that Trump is moving us toward world war, with a lot of hints that there's going to be a draft, there are efforts underway to prepare for a widespread draft in the US. And then following the draft, all of those draftees would be forcibly injected with mRNA, which, in my view, clearly is a deadly biological weapon for mass human extermination. If you connect the dots on this, it's pretty clear that Trump is running what we might call Operation Warp Speed 2.0, which is a kind of line them up and kill them operation for young American males to first draft them into the military and then murder them with the deadly mRNA jabs in the military. And if they don't die from that, well, they'll send them to the front lines to be killed by either Russia or Iran. This is a mass extermination campaign that Trump is running. Now, I don't think anybody listening to this podcast is still a so-called plan truster. You know we've been screwed badly by now. I mean, look at this. Just the release of the new mRNA vaccine, which is really gene therapy. This proves that the pharmaceutical bureaucracy, the FDA and the CDC, they wouldn't care if Trump had a plan that was actually pro-human or pro-health. They wouldn't care. They ignore it. In fact, Trump just signed an executive order that some people are celebrating. This is all Trump signed, the EO. And it's going to spread out the vaccines and reduce the required vaccines by half and give more power to parents. No, it isn't. It's not going to do a damn thing. You know why? Because executive orders carry no weight with the courts. And Congress didn't pass any new laws for this executive order. The FDA didn't issue any new regulations for this executive order. You know what executive orders used to be used for? I'm talking decades ago when they were first invoked by presidents like Richard Nixon and so on. They were used by presidents to do things like change the silverware in the White House dining hall, or, you know, to request new curtains. That's what executive orders were for. Things that were so small that you didn't need, you don't want to bother Congress. Like, we don't need to pass a law to get new plates for the White House dining room, you know. So that's what EOs were for. But of course, presidents continued to try to expand their executive power with more and more aggressive executive orders. Clinton did it. Bush did it. Obama did it. You know, Trump did it in his first term. Biden did it. And now Trump is trying to basically rewrite law with executive orders, but the bureaucracy laughs at him. The bureaucracy is saying, we don't care what you wrote down in your EO. That's like, dear diary, I wish that the vaccine schedule would be changed. You know, it's like the way Trump negotiates with imaginary Iranians who are actually just voices in his head. You know, that's basically, now he's writing down the voices in his head, and that becomes an executive order. It doesn't carry any weight in the rule of law. It's not a law. It's not recognized by courts at all. It's not recognized by any bureaucracy, etc. So the FDA is just going to thumb their noses at this and tell Trump to go pound sand. They're going to keep pushing out deadly depopulation bioweapons, no matter what Trump signs on an executive order. So I posted this earlier. I'll read it to you. I think you'll appreciate this. I was reminded today that there are still plan trusters who are the last holdouts that still believe all of Trump's betrayals are part of some grand plan that will result in a new golden age and some sort of quantum financial free prizes or something. In 1972, decades after the Japanese Empire surrendered in World War II, a Japanese military sergeant named Shoichi Yokoi was found, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, was found hiding out on Guam, living in the jungle for nearly 28 years, still hoping the Japanese military would defeat the Americans. He was a plan truster, you see. There were several others also discovered on Guam and in the Philippines and Indonesia and other countries from the late 1940s all the way through 1974, all hoping the war would finally be won. And while you have to admire their tenacity, these what are called Japanese holdouts, as they're now known, were, of course, living in denial of reality. Today's MAGA plan trusters are the Japanese holdouts of the modern era. They're still living in the jungles of geopolitics in their minds and hoping Trump will deliver the victory they all sacrificed for. Some will continue to hold out for years and tell themselves whatever lies they need to stay on course with their self-delusional fairy tales. Everybody else already knows the MAGA political war was lost, that Trump betrayed America, that MAHA is a joke, and that Trump's golden age only applies to himself or his family members or other close associates who benefit from the out-of-control corruption and insider trading that now characterizes this failed administration, which has also ensnared our nation in seemingly endless wars that are beginning to have devastating economic repercussions for everyone. If you are still living in the jungles of Guam, in your mind, and hoping for Trump to finally unleash his great MAGA victory and round up all the traitors while releasing all the Epstein files, it's probably time for you to walk out of the jungle and smell the coffee. There is no 5D chess plan. The political war is over. MAGA was betrayed. The Trump regime is completely infiltrated and run by a foreign power. Fauci won't be incarcerated. The deadly jabs won't be stopped. The fiat currency printing won't slow down. And the wars won't come to a quick end. All the criminals currently in charge will receive pardons, and they won't go to prison either. You were deceived. Come back to the real world and start preparing accordingly. So that's what I posted, mostly getting positive feedback on that, because most people share that sentiment at this point. It's like, oh man, we've been betrayed over and over and over again. And no, there is no 5D chess plan here. Basically, Trump is like panicking from one day to the next and sort of wavering between threats and surrender on any given day. It's pretty bad. And that's just with the war with Iran, by the way. And Iran said today that they're done negotiating with Trump or even trying to communicate with Trump because it's impossible to communicate with Trump or any representatives from the Trump regime because they are morons, retards, and corrupt criminals who don't know anything about geopolitics or nuclear war or history or culture or even anything about Iran, for that matter. You know, Kushner, what's the other guy's name? The Witkoff, the real estate developer. I mean, what a clown show of retards. So Iran said through official channels, they said, well, we're just not even going to talk to Trump. We'll just sit this out until January of 2029. You know, when Trump is no longer president, if he even lasts that long. I don't think he's going to last that long, but we'll see. But Iran said, we'll just wait this thing out because we can wait. And I began to wonder, I think a lot of people wondered, does Iran mean the Strait of Hormuz is going to stay mostly closed through January of 2029? Because I hope not. I mean, but it seems like they're prepared to. Because if the U.S. Navy won't leave the area, then Iran is going to continue to maintain the blockade over the strait. And if that's the case, then, you know, if you thought supply chains were bad now, if you thought gas and diesel prices were bad now, oh, just wait. Just wait 6 months or a year. Oh, man, it will be catastrophic. If this closure of the strait continues, even for the rest of this year, it will be catastrophic. I've already talked about the catastrophic global famine that's going to emerge from this, not to mention the economic collapse, the industrial collapse, the civil unrest, and eventually revolutionary revolt in certain countries, because economies will collapse if this continues. So let's hope that Iran doesn't mean that the strait's going to stay closed. Let's hope they mean that, well, we're just not going to talk to Trump, but we'll still let ships go through if they pay us a fee, which is, you know, that's acceptable to me. You know, pay the fee, let the oil flow, let the helium flow, let the sulfur, you know, and the fertilizer flow, for God's sake. Otherwise, our world's in trouble, right? So I guess we're going to find out, huh? But if this does go to World War III, Trump is making sure that U.S. soldiers are going to be weakened and have their immune systems destroyed by mRNA. Some of them will be killed by the jabs that will be required of them in the military. And then just to make sure they kill more Americans, they'll roll out a draft and, you know, put all the young men in there to be jabbed and some of them killed and all of them injured and altered, you know, causing long-term infertility, etc. That's what's coming. This is a long-term takedown of the United States Empire from within via a Trojan horse actor named Donald J. Trump. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, Governor Healey just signed a bill to legalize abortions up to the moment of birth. And the Democrats applauded it. Of course, the Democrats, all surrounded by women Democrats there who love to kill babies and take jabs. And that's another weird thing about this. You know, there's something in the minds of Democrats where they love to take more vaccines. And the crazier the vaccine, you know, the more genetic alteration it causes, oh, the more they love it. And they love Fauci, too. They think Fauci is a hero. I don't know what it is about the Democrat mind, other than maybe just brain damage, that makes them just worship vaccines and worship government authority and clap like seals, you know, over abortions and killing babies and even killing themselves with vaccines, etc. I don't know what it is about the Democrat mind, but that mind is damaged. And the Republican minds, that is the Republican establishment, they're damaged in a different way. They've broken down in a different way. Just betrayal, you know, a clown show of incompetence and launching more wars and expanding more wars. And, you know, we are, our country is run by totally insane, incompetent maniacs, lunatics, death cult members on both the left and the right. That's what's tragic about this whole situation. There is no party, no political party to go to that now represents sanity. Doesn't exist. On the radical left, you know, they want to murder babies or chop off the genitals of children and have them subjected to gender transition surgeries. And they love that. Yay! Little Johnny is a girl now, you know. And then on the Republican side, it's like, let's start more wars. Let's just go bomb and conquer and assassinate and threaten and sanction. Kill them all. You know, Scott Bessent is bragging about how they weaponized Iran's currency to try to cause inflation and financial collapse in Iran. Just bragging about it right on TV, you know. Because that's the way the GOP thinks. Everything is a weapon against the world. Everything, you know, let's pirate and pillage and steal and kill and take all their resources. Like, that's the GOP. In contrast, the Democrats are just like, let's just kill everybody, especially starting with our own children. You know, that's the Democrats. So at this point, belonging to either political party, or at least supporting either political party, is kind of an act of suicide. At least that's the way I see it so far. So anyway, the bottom line is you're living, if you're an American, you're living under the domineering control of death cultists. Whether it's Republicans or Democrats in charge makes little difference. They're both death cults. Both parties worship vaccines, war, death, extermination, genocide. You know, the GOP funds genocide in Israel, and the Democrats fund genocide at the abortion clinic. You know, it's like they want to do to black communities in America what Israel did to Gaza. You know, that's Democrats for you right there. It's basically the Israelification of the medical system, while what Donald Trump wants to do is the Israelification of law enforcement and ICE. I mean, yeah, it's all bad news, right? There's nothing good there. So this reinforces the importance of decentralized living and why you need to be away from the central control grid as much as possible. Grow as much of your own food as you can. Have your own off-grid power systems if you can, you know, solar and otherwise. Have your own off-grid communication systems, maybe satellite phones or other things, radios. You know, have your own, like, grow your own medicine, right? Like pine needles. Have your own local AI systems. All these things that I talk about almost daily, these are becoming more important than ever. So follow my work, and I will do my best to continue to advocate for and teach you principles of decentralized living. And also, I have a very already popular course, even though it hasn't been launched yet. People are wanting early access to this course. It's a course I'm working on about genetic survival, and it's about how to protect yourself from widespread mRNA shedding and also radioisotope fallout following a nuclear war. So there you go. That course is going to be completely free. It will be launched, I'm hoping, here before the end of August. It looks like it's going to make it. I'm almost done recording it. Again, it will be free, and I will keep you posted about that course. And you'll be able to just watch the videos or listen to the MP3 files, or you can optionally purchase the course if you want to download everything, or you can just watch it for free. We'll have it at brightyou.com and other websites, and I'll keep you posted. So just follow my work here at brightvideos.com or naturalnews.com, and I'll keep you posted about that. In the meantime, remember, Fauci knew, Walensky knew, the FDA, the CDC, they all knew what they were doing. They knew that these jabs were exterminating unborn children. They knew that they were abortion shots, but also killing living people, especially elderly. They knew this the whole time. And I believe that every last one of those people should be criminally prosecuted. And the hundreds or even thousands more who were part of this anti-human bioweapons conspiracy to literally mass murder, easily over 1 million Americans have been murdered by these jabs that were pushed by certain people. Why are those people not facing criminal prosecutions or even investigations? Huh? Why? Yeah, because the establishment wants you dead. That's why. The establishment will protect the exterminators who are getting rid of what the globalists call useless eaters. That's people. That's people. And they're doing it all on purpose, like I said. So be aware, folks. Be aware. All right. I will do my best to keep you posted. I'll tell you about my new course when it's ready, coming up soon. And it contains information so powerful, it could literally save your life. Because the new round of mRNA super shedding is about to begin. Probably like early October is my guess. The super shedders will be walking around shedding all over the place. So be prepared. We'll talk later. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.